With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pro-terror group Hamas protests at Columbia University have resumed as students return to campus. Julie Walker has more. Also at SRNNews.com, the trial of the former chief of Volkswagen, Martin Winterkorn, is getting underway in Germany. It's over his role in a major emissions scandal.
The 76-year-old former boss resigned from Volkswagen days after the U.S. regulators announced a notice of violation in 2015. It said Europe's top car maker had been using software that allowed cars to emit far more than the legal limit of nitrogen oxide, a pollutant that harms people's health. In the market manipulation case, Martin Winterkorn is accused of knowing about this and deliberately failing to inform stock markets in good time of a significant financial risk. He's denied any wrongdoing.
Pro-Hamas protests continue at Columbia University.
Outside the gates of the college in Upper Manhattan, dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters demonstrated, while a long line of students and staff made their way through a security checkpoint. Some protesters outside the gates of nearby Barnard College, the university's sister school, were detained by police. The university's new leadership has embarked on listening sessions aimed at cooling tensions, released a report on campus anti-Semitism, and circulated new protest guidelines meant to limit disruption. But student organizers are undeterred. Julie Walker, New York.
Robert Kennedy Jr. will remain on the presidential ballot in Michigan. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars, but the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua continues its campaign against churches. Lawmakers have now passed a bill that will remove the tax-exempt status of houses of worship, requiring them to pay taxes on their property and the tithes that they receive. Last month, the government closed down hundreds of churches and ministries as President Daniel Ortega seeks to punish clergymen who have criticized his dictatorial regime. This is SRN News. Volkswagen says it's not getting the cost reductions that it needs.
Because of this, the carmaker won't rule on plant closings in its home country, Germany. CEO Oliver Blum is also saying the company needs to end its job protection promise in effect since 1994, which bars layoffs through 2029. Germany's industrial union and VW's top employee representative have sharply criticized the possibility.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Chase Bank says a viral TikTok trend is check fraud. Over the weekend, videos showed users depositing fake checks for large amounts of money and then quickly withdrawing the money. Those who tried to copy it saw large negative balances on their accounts. In a statement, Chase said the incident's been addressed and said, regardless of what you see online, depositing a fraudulent check and withdrawing the funds from your account is fraud, plain and simple. More details at srnnews.com.